June is Pride Month. LGBT people around the world will celebrate with parades and festivals, but the tone is shifting at some of these events from pride to protest because of the election of President Trump. From our member station KPCC in Los Angeles, Leo Duran reports.
Earlier this year was the 50th anniversary of the Black Cat Tavern protest in Los Angeles. It was one of America's first LGBT demonstrations, and people paid their respects by recreating the march.
What do we want?
Justice!
It was that very night that Brian Pendleton announced that he wanted to turn LA's Pride Parade into a serious protest like the Black Hat March. His idea went viral, and he's now the organizer of what's become LA's Resist March.
So we've converted the parade, you know, floats and fun, to a march for civil rights.
It's in coordination with protests in more than 50 cities around the world. They're all taking place under the banner Equality March for Unity and Pride. Annika Simpson is co-organizing the international effort.
You have the science march, the climate march, the women's march, immigration march. I feel a sense of solidarity across these groups.
And organizers think this upcoming one takes the baton from those past events. But some people are raining on this protest. Major sponsors who've supported the LA Pride Parade in the past have bailed on the Resist March, including Nissan and Sky Vodka. Wells Fargo was a longtime supporter too, but a spokesman says, as a policy, it doesn't sponsor political or partisan rallies. And it isn't just corporations that are resisting the Resist March.
I mean, it's just very disappointing to me.
This is Matthew Craffey. He heads the LA chapter of the Log Cabin Republicans, an LGBT group. And he doesn't want to lose the Pride Parade.
I feel like this is the one weekend a year where we really can all put the politics aside.
March organizers say the event isn't partisan, but Craffey says people like him probably wouldn't be welcomed.
I know it will be anti-Republican. Like, there's no doubt in my mind it's going to be anti-Republican. So to me, there is a target. And if you look at the fact that Resist marches across the country have a pretty focused target, and that is the Trump administration.
And he argues Trump himself has not done anything to roll back LGBT rights.
There's been a lot of panic about what President Trump might do. Like, I would just say this, we still have the right to marry. We still have all the rights that when he came into office, we had.
Others want to know exactly what they're meant to resist. Oliver Alpuche owns a gay bar in Los Angeles. He leans more liberal, but he wants specifics about what he should be protesting against.
What are the points that is going to resonate with the entire LGBT community? To say this is what we stand for, and this is why we're basically giving up the Pride Parade.
And Alpuche says organizers aren't clear about what he should do when he gets home.
I think we're going to have a Resist March, but if no one knows what to do afterwards, the next day people are just going to move on to the next topic of conversation. When do we stop becoming activists, and when do we start becoming leaders?
But the creator of LA's Resist March, Brian Pendleton, says the event is the first step in taking a page from LGBT history to face the future of American politics.
This idea that we're getting back to our roots as a protest organization rather than as a parading organization, it felt right.
So Pendleton hopes that when people participate in a march to resist, they can walk away proud. For NPR News, I'm Leo Duran in Los Angeles.